Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Once again, we come to learn how we can be able to deal with self-deceived learners, self-deceived individuals. We have looked at different categories of people who followed Jesus. Some of them, as we have already indicated, can be grouped into four. Number one, we saw a group that we call non-believers. Non-believers, we said there are people who do not know, and they do not know, they do not know. They've not heard about it. That's the first category. Now, that non-believer category, the struggle with the truth. We had already said that the truth sets you free. But this group struggle with the truth because they do not know the truth. They do not even know the source of the truth. But number two, we have the second group, which I want to deal with, which is called unbelievers, all self-deceived believers. Actually, you can call them unbelieving believers. Unbelieving believers. They are unbelieving believers. They think they are believers. They know they are believers. And they tell people that they know. But what they know is false. It's not true. They think they know themselves. But they do not know themselves as God knows them. You can look at yourself from the past. The way you were the past. You can look at yourself as a present, the way you are now. But you can also look at yourself the way God wants you to be. You see, if you look at yourself as you were, like the Samaritan woman, she was a prostitute. But she can also look at herself the way Jesus looked at her as a potential evangelist. So this is a self-deceived person. If you look at yourself at the image with the mirror of the Word of God, but then you don't abide in the Word, you forget what you looked like. And you continue to deceive yourself. So you deceive yourself of who you are. You deceive yourself of who God is. You deceive yourself who Jesus is. You deceive yourself who other people are. You deceive yourself even what resources you think you are. We are encountering a group of people that Jesus has been teaching. And he told them who he is. And he told them that they can get from being slaves to sons and how the son can set them free. But in John chapter number 8 and verses 48, after Jesus had talked to them and taught them those truths, this is what they said. The people, those unbelieving believers, the people retorted, "You Samaritan devil." They had talked about Jesus, that they know him, they know God. But now here, they called him, "You Samaritan devil. Didn't we say all along that you are possessed by a demon?" That's how they thought Jesus is. "No," Jesus said, "I have no demon in me, for I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And though I have no wish to glorify myself, God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge. I tell you the truth. Anyone who obeys my teaching will never die." The people said, "Now we know that you are possessed by a demon. Even Abraham and the prophets died. But you say anyone who obeys my teaching will never die. Are you greater than our father Abraham?" He said, "And so did the prophets." He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? Jesus answered, If I want to glorify myself, it doesn't count, but it is my Father who glorifies me. You say he is our God, but you don't even know him. You deceive yourself that you know him. I know him myself. If I said otherwise, I would be as great a liar as you. But I do know him and obey him. Your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad. The people said, You aren't even 50 years old. How can you say you have seen Abraham? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was born, I am. At that point, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden from them and left the temple. Now, as we conclude here, how you deal with self-deceived people. This is a dangerous group to deal with. Sometimes this self-deceived group, they appear as humble sinners, humble people. Sometimes they hide in the name of, yes, when you tell them about who Jesus is, they say, yes, we know him. You think that you are together. But when you bring out the bitter truth, you bring out the truth that confronts their beliefs, they show their true colors, and they can even retaliate and even want to kill you. Now, the problem of these people is onefold. They look at things from below. In John 8 and verses 23, Jesus had given the reason to why we have unbelieving believers. And that is, there are people who see things from below. Jesus had said that he looked at things from above, but people look at things from below. What does that mean? This is talking about the perspective. It's talking about the lenses in which they are wearing. The problem is the lenses. The lenses means the way you are able to look at things. You look at things from below. Somebody once said that if a cow cannot eat grass because it is too dry and because it's brown, put the cow or, the green lenses. Make the cow to wear the green lenses, and the cow will be able to see the grass as green and it'll start eating. So the people who look at things from below, the problem is the lenses. Jesus is the only one who look at things as they are, as they were, number one. So Jesus, looking at things from above, he looks at things as they were yesterday, as they are today, and as they will be tomorrow. He is able to see the big picture of all the things. If Jesus look at us from above, he look at us as we were yesterday, as we are today, and as we shall become tomorrow. We don't even know what we'll look like tomorrow. We are actually depending on Jesus. We are trusting in him. But when people look at things from below, they only look at themselves the way they were yesterday, and they can give a testimony of what they were, and they can only give a testimony on how they are today. But they cannot talk about what they will become tomorrow. These people are called self-deceived people. So may God help us to change our perspective. May we change the perception we have. May God help us to look at things the way he look at them. May we ask God this morning that the word of God is going to cleanse us and give us new lenses to look at ourselves, to look at God, new lenses to look at our enemies, to look at the resources, to look at the rest of the people, and also to look at our environment. If that happens, we'll be able to get outlook from God, and we will have looking at things from above. Father, in Jesus' name, this morning I pray that you may help us to look at things from above. Help us to look at things the way you look at them. Cleanse us, O God. Help us not to call you demon and demon-possessed when we claim to know God and when we claim that we are God's sons, but we are also calling you demon-possessed. We know that you are Christ. You are the Son that sets us free. And this morning, we come to you for that operation, for that new lens and new perspective. In Jesus' name we pray.